Ever wonder why certain people light up every room they enter while others seem invisible? The difference isn't charisma or luck, it's understanding the hidden mechanics of human connection. Consider this. Research shows that boosting your people skills can increase your income by $29,000 annually and make you 42% happier. These aren't vague promises about being yourself or thinking positive. This is about behavior hacking, systematically understanding what makes humans tick and using that knowledge to build genuine connections. The science reveals something surprising. 63% of people cite fake people as their biggest social frustration, and emotions spread contagiously in just 500 milliseconds. When you force yourself into uncomfortable social situations, your discomfort infects everyone around you. The solution isn't trying harder, it's working smarter by playing to your natural strengths. Harry Truman won the 1944 Democratic vice presidential nomination not through grand speeches, but by working party leaders one-on-one, transforming 319.5 votes into 1,031 in hours. Success comes from controlling where, how, and with whom your interactions happen. Most people make fatal positioning mistakes, hovering in the start zone near entrances where everyone feels distracted, or hiding in side zone preps like food tables. Successful connectors position themselves in social zone sweet spots, near the bar exit or close to the host, where meaningful connections naturally occur. For introverts, becoming a grazer by making multiple food trips creates natural conversation breaks. The real breakthrough is developing a social game plan. Map your social terrain by identifying thrive locations where you naturally excel, neutral locations where you perform adequately, and survive locations that drain your energy. Why struggle through networking cocktail parties if coffee meetings bring out your best? Rather than saying yes to everything, identify your ideal connections and target your people. When conductor Arild Remarait led the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with just hours' notice, he had seconds to establish trust. The triumphant performance revealed how powerfully first impressions shape outcomes. Harvard researchers found people make remarkably accurate character assessments from two-second video clips, judgments matching evaluations formed over months. These rapid assessments operate on three levels: friend or foe, safety; winner or loser, confidence; and ally or enemy, affinity. Research comparing TED Talks found success wasn't about content, but nonverbal delivery. Top speakers used nearly twice as many hand gestures, 465 versus 272, proving how we communicate matters more than what we say. Master the triple threat technique for powerful first impressions. First, keep hands visible and offer a perfect handshake, dry, vertical, and firm, triggering oxytocin that facilitates trust. Second, adopt the launch stance with shoulders back, chin up, and arms away from torso. Third, maintain 60 to 70% eye contact to signal alliance and respect. Together, these elements communicate before you speak. You can trust me, I have a winning idea, and I'm here to help you. Memorable conversations resemble Space Mountain, thrilling, with peaks and valleys. The difference lies in conversational sparks, emotional high points that trigger dopamine release, flagging information as important. Creating sparks starts with abandoning boring social scripts. In speed networking experiments, the highest-rated conversation starters were, "What was the highlight of your day?" and "What personal passion project are you working on?" The lowest rated were, "How are you?" and "What do you do?" OkCupid data shows unique greetings like "Howdy" get 40% higher response rates than generic ones. Next, push hot buttons, topics that light someone up, visible through engagement cues like nodding, leaning in, or exclaiming, "Fascinating." Reference specific details using phrases like "you mentioned" or "I noticed that" to discover passion points. Finally, wake people up with slightly unusual elements, offering hot cocoa instead of coffee, having pop rocks instead of mints, or any small surprise that creates memorable distinction. By abandoning scripts, igniting genuine connections, and actively listening, you transform mundane interactions into dazzling conversations people remember. After discovering she was an interrupter, Vanessa Van Edwards took a 7-day vow of silence, attending social events with only flashcards. She made better business connections during her silent week than at a fast-paced industry conference, discovering that the best conversations aren't about what you say, they are about what you hear. Harvard neuroscientists found talking about ourselves activates the brain's dopamine system. People will even forego money to express opinions. This explains why Dale Carnegie's advice to be interested works so well. Constant mental preparation of witty responses prevents true listening. Alfred P. Sloan transformed General Motors from 12% to 52% market share, 1920 to 1956, through listening-driven management. Nicknamed Silent Sloan, he visited dealerships nationwide, listening to salespeople rather than imposing ideas. To become memorable, be a highlighter who genuinely acknowledges others' best qualities. The Pygmalion effect confirms this. Voters labeled politically active vote more. Donors told they're above average give more. Hotel maids told they have high-intensity jobs burn more calories. When introducing people, highlight their accomplishments. When you tell people they are good, they become better. Ever felt that instant connection discovering someone shares your obscure interest? That's the similarity attraction effect. We gravitate toward people like us because agreement validates our opinions and helps us predict their behavior. We constantly search for "me too" moments in conversation, while "not me" statements push people away. Lewis House, who built a successful business after a career-ending sports injury, developed a strategy of finding at least 3 things he shared with each contact, typically mutual connections, interests, and organizations. He evolved from learning from successful people to becoming a connector who helped others build valuable relationships. Use thread theory to find similarity. Search for threads in 3 categories: people, mutual contacts, context, the situation you're in, and interests, shared passions. Use opener questions like, "How do you know the host?" to identify these threads. Once you find a common thread, deepen the connection by exploring it through asking why. Toyota founder Sakichi Toyoda's 5 Whys technique moves conversations beyond small talk into deeper territory. For special interactions, create ties by connecting your abilities to others' needs. Try ending great meetings with, "Can I help you with anything?" one of the most powerful questions you can ask. When you can't find a similarity, saying, "Teach me," still creates connection. With 65% of Americans receiving no workplace recognition annually, we've mistaken superficial networking for genuine connection. Yet science reveals our brains synchronize during meaningful conversation. Emotions spread in milliseconds, and first impressions formed in 2 seconds shape relationships for years. You don't need fake charisma or forced interactions. You need to understand how connection works: micro-expressions revealing hidden emotions, personality traits predicting behavior, appreciation languages determining how people feel valued, and stories creating neural coupling between minds. When you decode these mechanics, social situations transform from anxiety-inducing obstacles into opportunities for genuine connection. Stop trying to be someone you're not. Instead, play to your strengths. Position yourself strategically. Ask better questions. Listen more than you speak. The most memorable people aren't the loudest. They're the ones who make others feel seen, heard, and genuinely valued. That's not manipulation. That's mastery.